They paid zero taxes in 2010, yet have $2.2 trillion in assets. I pay my taxes. Why doesn't Bank of America? There are budget cuts going on at the national, state, and local level. All politicians say that we all have to make our shared sacrifice. Well, where's the shared sacrifice from Bank of America?
Right.
Where is it? They paid zero in federal income taxes. Zero.
Cut the deficit. Zero. Tax Bank of America.
I pay, you pay. Why doesn't B of A? I pay, you pay. Why doesn't B of A?
I pay, you pay. Why doesn't B of A? Chanted protesters as they stood outside a suddenly closed Bank of America at 14th and Irving Streets Northwest on Saturday. The D.C. demonstration was held in coordination with U.S. Uncut's more than 40 other actions across the country. In London, 500,000 people took to the streets to protest U.K. officials' plans to cut more than 300,000 public sector jobs while at the same time possibly lowering corporate taxes. Two-thirds of U.S. corporations don't pay any federal income tax, including America's largest bank. U.S. Uncut D.C. organizer and spokesperson Armand Biernack said, "Bank of America is bankrupting America. When they don't pay their fair share, just like the rest of us, then we are forced to cut $1.7 billion in early childhood education. In America, do we want tax cheats or teachers?" The District of Columbia is facing a more than $320 million budget shortfall, which may result in the cutting of safety net services. According to USPIRG, the district loses more than $700 million a year due to corporate tax avoidance. Just prior to U.S. Uncut D.C.'s action at Bank of America, Biernack had this to say. Amon, can you describe what's taking place today?
Sure. We are U.S. Uncut, the D.C. chapter. What we're going to do is protest against Bank of America's tax avoidance. They tax dodge and put most of their profits offshore in 115 offshore tax havens. And since 2008, they paid zero in taxes, in federal income tax. So what we're protesting is the alternative, which is, you know, instead of budget cuts, there's revenue out there. Government budget estimates have said upwards of over $100 billion a year can be gained and save social programs if we just ended, if corporations paid their fair share of taxes and the offshore tax haven loopholes that the government allows were closed down. So we're protesting against budget cuts in this era of austerity that politicians at all levels, federal, state, and local, have all said is the only alternative, and everything's on the table, which is not true.
You have quite a few dozens of people out here today. The model you're using is from England?
Yes. Today, actually, UK Uncut, they're 9 months in. What they're doing is they've been protesting austerity measures, and it's a decentralized model, so mainly organized through social media, and they've been going around and shutting down and disrupting corporate tax dodging operations in their local communities, and it's been very effective. Today, actually, we stand in solidarity with them, but over 400,000 people right now in London, as I'm speaking, are protesting in London and actually shutting down over 100 stores and local corporate branches.
Okay, we'll
so we're taking that model from the UK here in the US, and we've only been at it for a month, so we're growing by leaps and bounds, which is exciting and empowering to people to join in. We have many first-timers here, which is great. That's the point of the movement. It's all local, grassroots oriented. We're not funded by anybody, as opposed to, say, like the Tea Party and so forth. So we have no corporate backing, no funding. It's just people getting together online, finding out an action, forming an action, and getting together right now. So
today's action, what specifically are you looking to happen?
We are hoping to go into the bank and at least make our point clear that Bank of America cannot continue their avoidance of tax pay, of corporate tax avoidance. They cannot continue. We're here to stand in force, and we're going to do it peacefully, though. We're going to be vocal about it, and we're going to hopefully get some people joining in on the street and to also to find out about Bank of America's practices.
Thanks so much.
Thanks so much.
Bank of America!
Bank of America!
Bank of America!
Bank for America!
Bank of America!
Okay, I'm just going to
follow your lead.
Right, we're all right.
Do you mind?
No, no, no. Explain what we're doing on our way over there.
So, what we're gonna, there's a table in the lobby.
Do you mind if I record?
Go ahead. There's a table in the lobby that we're gonna use.
Commandeer.
Commandeer, exactly. And we're gonna put a little banner that's telling folks that we're giving back the taxes that we haven't paid forever.
Oh, so we're gonna pretend like we're bank people.
Exactly.
Oh, we're gonna pretend like we're bank employees. I get it. Oh no, I'm not with my Malcolm X T-shirt. I can't be a bank employee.
All right. Well, you can come in the next.
But I have my Malcolm X T-shirt in my. I just need some dreads, and I'd be ready.
I'd say
you can come in the next one if you want.
Yeah, I'd say go back, join the main group, and come with them.
We're trying to be a little,
incognito.
Okay.
Incognito with the balloons.
Oh. Yeah.
Wow. Move your money.
Do you want your tax refund?
Move your money.
Upon seeing the would-be protesters in the bank, a Bank of America employee pulled the fire alarm, according to Sandy Delano, a member of US Uncut DC.
I'm pretty sure I saw the guy pushing the button on the side of the wall in there. He was standing there, and he saw us coming in. We didn't have signs or anything, but I think someone gave him a heads up that we were coming. So, yeah, they did that. They pulled the fire alarm so we'd have to clear out.
You saw him...
There's a little button on the side of the wall there that I'm pretty sure was the fire alarm, and he was pushing it. He was standing right there, just kept pushing it.
And then the alarm went off?
Yeah. The alarm was going off, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why'd you come out today?
Because I'm tired of being screwed by the government and by the corporations. And you know, if corporations were to pay their taxes that they owe us instead of sending money offshore... We wouldn't have to make all these cuts to social programs that we really, really need. I don't think people are thinking about the consequences of what's going to happen if these programs are cut. I mean, there's going to be people living in boxes. It's really bad.
What are some of those programs?
Planned Parenthood, Social Security. They're going after Medicare, Medicaid. You know, any NPR, for God's sake, you know? I mean, come on. It's stupid. They're abortion. They're wasting all their time on dealing with social issues that should have been put to bed a long time ago. Where are the jobs, you know? My son's been unemployed for a year and 3 months now, and he's a very talented young man, but he can't find a job. There's no jobs.
There was a striking moment where the police officer came and said, "Who's in charge here?"
Bank of America.
Nobody.
Right. And we all are. We all are in charge. There's no leader in this movement. It's just the people. It's really cool. And I think it's going to work. I think they're going to start hearing us.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
I pay, you pay. Why doesn't BOA?
I pay, you pay. Why doesn't BOA?
As the bank closed down, the demonstration heated up. With a bullhorn in hand, Mark Cruz had this to say.
The federal government and the powers that be, they are trying to balance the federal budget and the state budgets around America on the backs of poor people, disenfranchised people, because they have no voice. And the small voices that they do have, like collective bargaining and union representative, they're trying to snuff out systematically and aggressively. It is going on right in front of us, and we won't stand up, and we've got to stand up, and we got to do something about it. Bank of America, other corporations, they based on their Wall Street handlers, they've decided that they can make more money by offshoring our jobs. First, they offshore our jobs, then they offshore their profits. Then they offshore their profits and end up paying more taxes. And what happens is we all become disenfranchised. The rich get richer. We don't get our cost of living increase, and we don't make any more money over 5 years or however long it is. And the corporate America continues to rake in record profits. Even during this so-called recession, the recession is with us. It's not with them. They don't have a recession. We have a recession. And when it's it's time for them, and it's time for Congress, and it's time for us to act and to stop these loopholes and to stop this offshoring of jobs and cash and bring it back home for the people. Because at the end of the day, the whole thing is about the people. The whole reason that businesses are there are to provide goods and services for the people. And the whole reason that the government is there to take care of the people, and it's about time they started doing their jobs. And I'm here because I want to let everybody know that I'm tired of it, and it's time for a change.
With guitar in hand, Casey had this to say.
Basically, Bank of America doesn't pay any taxes. I mean, I think I have like $7 in my wallet. That's more money than they paid in taxes last year. That's messed up. Additionally, they've been doing some really messed up things with mortgages. They have done really fraudulent things, such as creating false documents on loans so they can foreclose on homes. I'm sorry, but that's un-American. That's wrong. So I'm kind of out here. I'm really an advocate of credit unions. They're not-for-profit organizations. There's no shareholders. They actually invest in Main Street, not Wall Street. That's what I'm out here for. So I'm playing my little guitar that nobody can hear. And but yeah, we're all out here for different reasons. I just think the Bank of America, if it's too big to fail, it's too big to exist, in my opinion.
In describing the upcoming action to possible participants, U.S. Uncut D.C. wrote, "We have no leaders, no structure, no support lawyers, and no network to get bail money if you are arrested." This non-hierarchical, decentralized model makes finding the one person in charge an impossible task, as police officers found out.
Who's in charge?
Who's in charge? We need to talk to the person in charge. We're all in charge. What's up?
You can talk to us.
Everybody's in charge.
Okay.
Okay, I need you to listen.
Okay.
Everybody, who's in charge?
We're all in charge.
If anyone in charge, I want to talk to one person that's in charge.
You can talk to me.
Who are you?
Nobody.
Okay, I'm not going to play that game. See, I already know how to play your game.
We're all in charge.
So look, either you want to leave, hold on. I'm not going to talk to everybody at one time. I said what I needed.
Dr. Bank of America, they're running the country.
Sir, I don't.